So we're continuing with our series, which I think may be the last of this particular series. And those are the halachic issues that come up when making Shabbos early. Many of us have the practice of making Shabbos early at this time of the year. And the issues that we've dealt with in the last several shiurim have really been more Shabbos issues in the sense of being Yotzei Kiddush, being Yotzei Suda Shabbos, and how do we fulfill the mitzvah of Tosefer Shabbos? What is Tosefer Shabbos? But now we're going to move really on to a different area of halacha that is not Shabbos per se. It's really more of a sugya in Hilchos Tefillah, but as we'll see, as the sugya develops, it is greatly impacted by this practice of making Shabbos early, because by definition, when you're making Shabbos early, you're davening Maariv early as well. And the question is, what justification is there to daven Maariv early? Or what exactly does that even mean, davening Maariv early? What is considered to be early for the purposes of the early Shabbos, the early Maariv? So this sugya begins in Maseches Brachos in the fourth parak, where the Mishnah starts out by telling us a little bit about the Zmanei Tefillah. Before we get to the Zman Tefillah of Maariv, we have to just begin with Shacharis. The first of the Marmakamos, the Mishnah in the fourth parak of Brachos, tells us Tefillas HaShachar Ad Chatzos, that one can daven Shacharis, Shmonesu Shacharis, until Chatzos, until halfway through the day. Rabbi Yehuda Ad Arba Shos. Rabbi Yehuda says that one can daven Shacharis only until 4 hours into the day. So both the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda agree that Shacharis has to be Maboker. Shacharis is corresponding to the Korban Tamid that was Hakeves Echatase Maboker. The question seems to revolve around, how exactly do you define the word Boker? Does Boker mean halfway to the day? Or does Boker mean, does morning mean a third into the day? So this Machlokes expresses itself both in terms of the Korban, the Zman HaKorban of the Korban Tamid, as well as the latest time of Daven Shacharis. Similar machlokes, that everybody agrees that you have to daven mincha at a time when the korban tamid of the afternoon would be brought. When is the sov zman of the korban tamid of the afternoon? So that's going to determine when the sov zman of tefillas mincha is. So the Tanna Kamma says, the first opinion the Mishnah says, ad ha'erev, until the evening, which is a little bit of an ambiguous term. Does until the evening mean until the sun sets? Does the evening mean until it gets dark out? Does it mean somewhere in the middle? So again, that term is a little bit unclear. But Rabbi Yehuda argues, whatever the term means, Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that you can only daven mincha to plaga mincha. What does plaga mincha mean? It's also a little bit of an ambiguous term. So the Gemara qualifies it to mean, bottom line, it boils down to an hour and a quarter before the end of the halachic day, whatever you think the halachic day is, whenever you think the halachic day ends. An hour and a quarter before that. When we say an hour and a quarter, we never really mean an hour in the sense of 60 minutes. An hour always refers to a 12th of the 12th unit of daylight hours. It's called the Shol Zmanias. Different times of the year it's going to be different. The winter time is going to be much shorter. And the summertime, of course, it's going to be longer. So we have a machlekes at Tanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, and when is the latest time to daven Shacharis? And a almost parallel machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, when is the latest time to daven Mincha? Whereas Maariv doesn't seem to have a set time, at least in terms of an end game. Muted by mistake, I'm sorry about that. Okay, whereas Tfilas Erev and Tfilas Musaf are not subject to our discussion. So the bottom line is the pivotal issue in this Mishnah is going to be, when is the latest time to daven mincha? Why is that going to be so pivotal? We're talking about when is the earliest time to daven maariv. So there is an assumption in the entire sugya that whenever mincha ends, that's when maariv begins. Why is that so? Why is there almost no real official starting time for maariv? Why does the tchilas zman of maariv depend upon the sov zman of mincha? So the Mefarshim explain, based on the fact that in the Beis HaMikdash, the korbanos had very specific times to them, but the burning of the korbanos, the burning of the flesh of the animal, the burning of the evarim that took place after the korban was actually offered, after the zrikas hadam, after the blood was sprinkled on the mizbeach, that haktaras chalom evarim did not have a very specific time. That could actually be done by yom uvalayla. So we daven maariv corresponding to that haktaras chalom evarim. So technically speaking, we should be able to daven Maariv in the daytime also. So why is there even in halacha altogether that there's a tchila zman of Maariv? Maariv should be at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Maariv should be at 8 o'clock in the morning. If we're talking about tefillah shacharis, which corresponds to the offering of the Korban Tamid, that had to be baboker, it had to be in the morning. If we're talking about davening mincha, which corresponds to the offering, to the zrikas adam, the sprinkling of the blood of the Korban Tamid Shabbat Arbayim, that has to be in the afternoon. But if we're talking about davening ma'ariv, which corresponds to something, which is the haktara, the burning of the Korban, which was done beim ayom beim alayla, so why is there a zman tefillah altogether for ma'ariv? So the answer is that in Okinami, there really is not intrinsically a tefillah zman ma'ariv. It's just that you can't have a time, you're davening two different tefillahs. It's not Shaykh, the Chazal Institute, that some people daven shachar, some people daven mincha, some people daven mincha, some people daven ma'ariv. I mean, some shtibucha like that, but that's not supposed to happen that way. You're not supposed to have an overlap in terms of tefillahs. And Musaf is a different ballgame, Musaf is a different kind of a tefillah. And therefore, ma'ariv is kind of waiting for mincha to end. So whenever the sov zman mincha is, by definition, that's going to be the tefillah zman of ma'ariv. So now it becomes critical for us to know, if I want to pask in a shayla, when's the earliest time I could have a ma'ariv? What I really have to answer is, when is the latest time I could have a mincha? So we know there's a machlekes satanoim about it. How do we pask in l'halacha? So that's when the second of the makaros kicks in. So the Gemara in Brachas Nav Chav Zayin, in the second of the makaros says, Tfilas ha mincha de'er v'chulein. Omer Rav Chizl Rav Yitzchak. Hasam Omer Rav Kahana, halacha ki Rav Yehuda. Over there, namely the machlekes about tfilas shacharis. So we already have a psak halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, even though usually one would follow the majority view and would have expected that we should pass like the Chachamim. It happens to be that tefillah shachris is an exception to the rule. How do we know for certain that we follow the view of Rabbi Yehuda, the chumrah, that you have to daven shachris before 4 hours? Because there is a stam mishnah in Maseches Edios. Maseches Edios was the mishnayos that were put together on the day that Rabbi Elaz ben Azariah was appointed to be the Nasi. All the different testimonies, all the different adios that had been said in a while were all collected on that day. And everything that appears in Mishnah's adios is psak lahalacha, is accepted lahalacha. That's what's called vichirta. It's nivchar, it's the greatest, it's the chosen masechta, it's the greatest, it's the most authoritative masechta. So comes Rav Kahana and says, the Mishnah and adios teaches us a tradition that we follow Rabbi Yehuda, that the Korban Tamid in the morning, the Beis HaMikdash can only be brought for 4 hours into the day. Therefore, we know for a fact that's the Psach Halacha, and therefore, by extension, we know that that's the Psach Halacha for davening shachris as well. However, Hachamai, Gemara continues, what about Mincha? So Mincha, we don't have any record, we don't have any tradition that it was Paskin, like the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe one could argue that when it comes to Tfilas Mincha, we should go back to the old rules of following the majority view. Or maybe one can argue that since Rabbi Yehuda already made an impression on us, the halacha, in terms of his mani hatfilah, so maybe it's kind of a package deal. Maybe we should pass like Rabbi Yehuda across the board. So that was the question that was posed by Rav Chisda to Rabbi Yitzchak. Hachamai, how should we pass in halacha? When is the latest time to daven mincha? Should we accept the view of the chachamim that's ad ha'erev until the evening, whatever that means, so by the end of the day, whatever that time corresponds to? Or should we follow the more machmir view of Rabbi Yehuda, that it ends earlier, an hour and a quarter before that, at the time of Plag HaMincha? So that was the Shah of the Gemara. So Ishtik for Omer Lev Lomidi. So Rav Yitzchak was silent. Rav Yitzchak did not know the answer to the question. He didn't know how we should pass it. So Omer Rav Chizda said, if we don't have an answer from Rav Yitzchak, Nechzei Anan, let's try to figure it out ourselves. Let's see, can we bring proofs whether the accepted halacha follows Rav Yudah or the accepted halacha should follow the Rabban? So Rav Chizda attempted the following proof. Rav's practice was to daven Ma'ariv early on Friday night. We spoke about this in the past. The Rav would make what we call today the early Shabbos. He would daven Ma'ariv early. I cannot say whether he did this in the middle of January, but at least at some times of the year, he made an early Shabbos. And as we learned earlier, several weeks ago, he used to make Kiddush, and according to most Rishonim, would actually eat the suit at that point. So this was common practice, that Rav used to daven Ma'ariv early on Erev Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Shema Amin Allah, Rabbi Yehuda. The only way to defend this practice of davening Ma'ariv early, Mibe'od Yom, before it actually gets dark, must be that we accept the view of Rabbi Yehuda, that Mincha has ended. So if Mincha has ended after Plaga Mincha, then we are justified in davening Ma'ariv right after Plaga Mincha. But if you follow the view of the Chachamim, that it still is Man Mincha until it gets dark, so remember we mentioned a moment ago, that it is inconceivable to have a zman that is both mincha and ma'ariv oriented. And therefore, if we know for a fact that Rav is to daven ma'ariv early, that's a proof positive that is the correct halachic time to daven Ma'ariv, which forces us to believe that the Zman Mincha has already ended, which is an acceptance of the view of Rabbi Yehuda. So that was Rav Chisda's first suggestion, that we can derive this from Ra's practice. So the Gemara says, no, not so fast. Adrabba, maybe the opposite is true. Even though that was the view of Rav, that Rav's own practice wasn't followed by his own Talmidim. Rav Huna was a Talmud Muvach, one of the greatest Talmidim of Rav. And all the other Rabbanim at the time, all his contemporaries, who were basically all from the yeshiva of Rav, Lava Matzor Orsa, they would not daven Ma'ariv until it got dark. So they didn't start Shabbos early. They didn't daven early on a weeknight. So why was that? There must have been that they were of the opinion that Rabbi Yehuda is not accepted la'halacha. Halacha follows the Rabbanim, and therefore you can still daven mincha. If you can still daven mincha, how can you daven ma'ariv? So the bottom line is, we have two different practices that existed bizman ha'amarayim within Rav and his Talmidim as to whether the final halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that zman mincha ends early, and therefore zman ma'ariv begins early, before it gets dark. What does the halacha follow the Rabbanim? Because Zman Mincha keeps on schlepping out, and Zman Ma'ariv doesn't follow until much later. So now the question is, now where do we go from here? So we thought we would have some clarity, and we're still at the same point of confusion. Comes the Gemara with the following psach, a very, very strange psach. Hashta lo'it mahilchasa, lo'kimav lo'kimav. There was no clear-cut psach to follow Rabbi Yehuda, and there was no clear-cut psach that the halacha follows the Rabbanim. So what do you do? Says the Gemara, a very startling approach. The Ovid Kemar Ovid, or the Ovid Kemar Ovid. Do whatever you want. You want to follow the Chachamim, because today you want to follow Yehuda, that's also fine. That's the conclusion of the Gemara, that there is no clear-cut psak, and therefore both views are acceptable lahalacha. What does that mean for us practically?
Rabbi, is there any other case halachically where we have that? You know, where the Gemara says that we follow either case?
There may be, I don't recall offhand one when the Gemara uses a similar kind of a lashon, but again, it may exist. I don't remember offhand. So, comes Tosfos in the third of the Mamakovos. It's actually the first Tosfos in the world of Shas. Tosfos on the Mishnah makes reference to a practice that existed in Europe and still exists today. The notion of davening Ma'ariv early, not necessarily on Shabbos. On a regular weeknight, the practice was in many, many communities that they would daven Ma'ariv early. And Tosfos is trying to figure out, where did this minhag come from? A simple reading of the first Mishnah and Maseches Brachos is that you shouldn't be davening Ma'ariv so early. Why are people davening Ma'ariv before it gets dark? So says Tosfos, it must be based on as follows. V'yei Shloimer, says Tosfos in the third of the Ramah Kamas, the Kaimel and Rabbi Yehuda, it must be that we accept the view of Rabbi Yehuda as being a possible valid view. It doesn't mean we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda outright, and we have rejected the Chum, no. All Tosfos needs to say is that we follow the Lashon HaGemara, that it is an acceptable view. So the Kaimel and Rabbi Yehuda Perek Tfilas HaShachar, Zman Tfilas Minchat Plaga Mincha, Ha'inu Ha'chadasar Shals Pachas Revia, which translates to mean an hour and 15 minutes, 10 and 3 quarter hours, which is an hour and 15 minutes of Shals Manis before dark, whatever dark means. U'miyad K'shiyichlas Zman HaMincha Malchal Zman Arvis. Says Tosfos that as soon as Mincha ends, like we said before, Ma'ariv begins. So the justification in our communities, says Tosfos, of davening Ma'ariv early is simply stating that we follow the view of the Chacham. The view of Rabbi Yehuda. Sorry. Comes Tosfos and says, "V'im Tomar, if that's our justification, Heach Anu Mispal and Tzvilas Mincha Sabach Hashecha, Afil Yachah Plaga Mincha." Tosfos, wait a second. Says Tosfos, how could we go ahead and daven mincha after plaga mincha, indicating that we don't accept the view of Rabbi Yehuda? So Tosfos says, wait a second. Do we accept Rabbi Yehuda or do we not accept Rabbi Yehuda? Are we Rabbi Yehuda people or Rabbanon people? So it comes out a very, very strange thing. It Tosfos started by defending the practice of the shuls of davening Ma'ariv early, by falling back on Rabbi Yehuda. Now Tosfos stucks in Kain, how we daven mincha late. Yeshlomo says, Tosfos, no problem. The Kainalan ki Rabbanon, the Amri Zman Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev, says Tosfos. But when it comes to mincha, we're following the Rabbanon's view. And after all, Rav Minna l'kamar and hashtad lo'it mehuchza lo'kamar v'lo'kamar, yavim kamar avim, yavim kamar avim. So says Tosfos, we're pasking in effect when it comes to mincha like the Chachamim, you can daven mincha late. And when it comes to ma'ariv, we're pasking like Rabbi Yehuda, you can daven ma'ariv really. And Tosfos says, that's not a problem, because the Gemara just finished telling us that there is no clear-cut psak halacha. The psak halacha is, do whatever you want. So I'm doing whatever I want. I'm davening mincha late, I'm davening ayin early, and shalom Yisrael. So Tosfos says, wait a second, Miko Moko, says Tosfos, that practice is not covered by what Chazal described as saying that there's no clear cut psak halacha. Mikomokam kasha that we could trade kuli the sasra and hadadi. Says Tosfos, the two leniencies that we're doing, namely we're justifying davening mincha after plag, and we're justifying davening mayer before dark, those two leniencies contradict each other. What gives us the right to daven Meir after the plag? Mishum the Kaimalon, the Shasa Mincha, Kalak in the Rebbe Yehuda. The whole justification of davening Meir early is because we just said a minute ago the Mincha ended. So, how in the world can you justify this logically? You're going to daven Mincha after plag, which is tantamount to saying you're following the Rabbanon, and then you can daven Meir a minute later, saying that you're following Rabbi Huda, that doesn't make any sense. That's mamash astira glue. That's an internal contradiction. The Gemara says you can do whatever you want, but you have to be consistent. You can't associate yourself. You can't contradict yourself. So Tosfos leaves the minhag ha'olam somewhat to hanging in the end. Tosfos is not sure how do we defend the practice that exists in our communities that not only are they davening ma'ariv early, but they're davening mincha late also. That seems to be not justifiable. So the Rosh in the fourth of the Maamar Kamos asks the exact same question and starts off with explaining the minhag ha'olam is to be make it like Rabbi Yehuda, then turns around and says, we'll make it like the Rabbanan, and then turns around and says, we have a contradiction. It's a tithe of the sasri. So if you take a look at the Rosh on the fourth of the Maamar Kamos, it's three lines from the bottom to the middle of the line. Says the Rosh, yeah, we contradict each other. How can it work? How can it contradict each other? It's only Yuchas Tefillah anyway. So Yuchas Tefillah is a very, very lenient area of halacha. And therefore, we have a right to contradict ourselves. We have a right to give a psak that's literally a tithe to the sasri. That's okay. Not going to lose any sleep over a mutually exclusive psak. What exactly did the Rosh mean by that phrase, within Tefillah Hekilu? So one can understand one of two ways what gives us a right to be so lenient in Yuchas Tefillah. One could argue that the reason why we're so lenient in Tefillah is because Tefillah is only the Rabbanan anyway. We're not talking about a deraisa. We're talking about at worst a shayla of a derabana. We spoke about this in the past. Even according to the Rambam's view that tefillah is a deraisa, every day you have to daven min haTorah, but that does not mean you have to daven three times a day min haTorah. It doesn't mean you have to daven Shemoneh Esrei. It doesn't mean you have to daven in a minyan. It just means you have to talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu once a day, every day. And the Ramban even argues on that. The Ramban says that tefillah deraisa at most is be'ez tzara, when there's a very, very specific need, there's a time of a crisis. Daily tefillah, according to Ramban, is legamim midirabanan. So no matter what you accept about that machlokes, nobody says that davening every day shachas mincha ma'ariv is required in the Torah. So since this is all a din midirabanan instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, maybe we have a right to apply the kula of safek derabanan lekula. We can be very, very lenient in these shailas, but they're only derabanan anyway, so we can look at them through a very, very lenient approach. If that's the case, so then the Rosh is saying something very, very fundamental about Safik Derabanan Lekula. And the Rosh is allowing the application of the rule of Safik Derabanan Lekula, even what we call a tithe to the sasre. Even if by invoking that kula, you're going to contradict yourself, that's also okay. That's a big, big question. That's a loaded, loaded question. We spoke a little bit about this in previous year, but in other contexts, that is far from agreed upon. You can invoke Safik Derabanan Lekula even if you're going to contradict yourself. So maybe the Rosh didn't mean as global as we just suggested. Maybe all the Rosh meant was that in Hilchos Tefillah we can be more vegan. Not because Tefillah is the Rabbanan, but simply because Tefillah is a very, very lenient area of halacha. And therefore, we're very, very flexible in terms of Zmanei Tefillah. We know that even though we take Zmanei Tefillah serious, we know we're not ignoring Zmanei Tefillah. On the other hand, there is a principle called Tashlumin. If a person knits Zmanei Tefillah, under certain circumstances, you can make it up at a subsequent tefillah. So we do work in the model of being make it. We want to get you to daven as much as you can. Tefillah is rachamim. The Gemara says, Chazal instituted the concept of tefillah medava. Even if a person already daven once, he wants to daven again. That's also okay. There are coolers that we have because tefillah, because we want to encourage tefillah as much as we can. So on the one hand, we want to keep the formal structure of zmani and tefillah intact. It's not hefkevelt, and we're not davening Shabbos 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We're not davening Ma'ariv in the middle of the morning. So there is an importance of the halacha of the mizgeret of zmanei tefillah. On the other hand, maybe we can be very, very lenient in hilchos zmanei tefillah, even to the extent of contradicting ourselves by davening a late mincha and an early Ma'ariv. So But whereas Tosfos negated this minhag, Tosfos said they can't justify the minhag of contradicting himself. But the Rosh was a little bit more make, a little bit more lenient about accepting this minhag. But there's one thing that even the Rosh, who was the biggest makel, refused to accept, and that's the next line in the Rosh. The Rosh continues in the fourth of the Ramakamas, so three lines from the bottom. It's the end of the line. V'lo nihirali mashahedra b'netam zalraya v'tfilos ha-mincha, shi'at plaga mincha, v'tfilos lecha tfilos tiknum, v'tomadei akar v'alecha plaga mincha, v'lo nikriyash v'alaz v'chivu. So the Rosh is making reference to Rabbi Netam, which Tosfos also quotes in the first Perek of Brachos. Rabbi Netam said that just as we can justify davening Ma'ariv early based on Rabbi Yehuda, we can similarly justify saying Kriyashma, being Yotzeh Kriyashma early as well. What's the difference, says Rabbi Netam? If it's good enough for Ma'ariv, for Shemoneh Esrei, it's good enough for Kriyashma as well. So the Rosh and other Rishon, Rabbi Yehuda, other Rishon say, wait a second, that's a huge leap of faith. Just because it's good for Ma'ariv, Ma'ariv, first of all, is Dirabbanon. It was instituted Keneged Zmani HaKarbonos. And Zmani HaKarbonos, so maybe, according to the view of Rabbi Huda, if the Plaga Mincha, you shouldn't bring the Korban Tamid anymore. So the main fine for Ma'ariv. Kriya Shema depends on Shechiva. Are people sleeping or they're not sleeping? Says the Rosh, nobody's going to sleep an hour before it gets dark. The sun is shining. Who's going to sleep? You want to say that vis-a-vis Ilchas Tfilas and Karbonas and Maisalach is considered to be the Tchilas Arabis, the Tchilas Arab. It's something, okay, that'll be Makaba. There was a big Machlekes HaPosek, we spoke about this earlier this year, there's a big Machlekes HaPosek came about, can we accept the idea of doing things early, like let's say in Erev Chanukah early, can you light up the Plaga Menachah, can you read the Megillah early? I think we gave a shiur about this Purim time. Can you justify reading the Megillah before this man? So maybe we can negotiate those things. But Kriyashma is not a function of Laila. Kriyashma is a function of Shechiva. Are people sleeping or are they not sleeping? So Rabbi Yonah and the Rosh said, Kriyashma we cannot possibly justify davening early. So what happened to Kriyashma? When people daven ma'ariv early, what happened to Kriyashma? So these Rishon who refused to accept Rabbi Netam's theory that you can justify saying Kriyashma early, they have to fall back to a certain degree on Shittas Rashi. Rashi, in the beginning of Brachos, writes, that when we daven ma'ariv early, so we're not really Yotzei Kriyashma. When are we Yotzei Kriyashma? Kriyashma Lamita. Rashi's opinion is that Kriyashma in HaTorah doesn't need any more than the maximum of one parsha. And therefore, when you say Kriyashma Lamita before you go to sleep, that's the Kriyashma Deraisa. So Tosfos had a lot of problems with that. Tosfos didn't believe that we're sufficing ourselves with Kriyashma Lamita. First of all, Tosfos holds you have to say more than one parsha in HaTorah. And people don't say more than one parsha of Kriyashma Lamita. Number two, half the time a guy forgets to say Kriyashma Lamita. Number three, Tosfos says nobody's paying kavana, nobody knows, nobody's paying attention to when you say Kriyashma Lamita, you're half asleep. You're not saying with the brachas. So Tosfos has a lot of problems with justifying a practice to say that, well, you're not really Yotzei Kriyashma early, you're really Yotzei Kriyashma Lamita. But Rabbi Netam, the Maisa was of the opinion that because of this concern, that Rabbi Netam argues, no, you talk, are you Yotzei early? You're not Yotzei Kriyashma Lamita, Yotzei Kriyashma Shalarvis. It's not dark, that's okay. Just as you can daven Shemoneh Esrei when it's not dark, you can say Kriyashma when it's not dark. So we have really multiple opinions here about what's that take on the early Ma'ariv, both in terms of Tefillah and in terms of Kriyashma. So you have the biggest Mekilim based on the view of Rabbi Netam, and everything goes. You can daven Ma'ariv early, you can daven Minchalei, you can daven Ma'ariv early, you can say yourself, you can say Kriyashma, everything's good to go. Once it's yet to plug a mincha, the sky's the limit. And then you have others who are chiseling away and saying, no, the Rosh says not so fast. Maybe tefillah we could justify early, but kriyashma we cannot justify early. And there are others who are questioning whether we can even justify davening Shemoneh Esrei early, because you just davened mincha 5 minutes ago. How can you justify davening Shemoneh Esrei before it's dark? So you have across the spectrum different possibilities what a take should be on the davening ma'ariv early. The davening ma'ariv early, both in terms of the Shemoneh Esrei part, as well as in terms of the Kriyashma part. But up until now, we haven't really focused, except a little bit in the Gemara, we haven't really spoke about, does anything change on Friday night? So the Pashat Advarim is no. What could change? The Shaila davening ma'ariv early on Friday night is really a Chus Tefillah Shaila. If you can accept it during the week, then presumably you can accept it on Shabbos. If you reject it during the week, then presumably you should reject it on Friday night as well. So here, the Shulchan Aruch, in the fifth of the Maimakamos, quotes the following practice in Simon Reis Samach Zayin, The Shulchan Aruch writes, Magdim in l'spal arvis yosef yiros achol, that it is okay to daven ma'ariv earlier than you would normally do on a weeknight. Says the Shulchan Aruch, it's perfectly okay if the plaga mincha, again, when plaga mincha is also subject to a debate. If you're going with our basic approach to Zman HaYom that we spoke about a couple of weeks ago, what we call today colloquially the Grozmanim, so plaga mincha is an hour and 15 minutes, again, halachic, an hour and 15 minutes, hour and a quarter before Shkia. Let's say just to give us a reference point. So this week, Shkia is going to be, I don't remember exactly what time Shkia is for now, let's say approximately 8 o'clock. So then that would put, we're already into the springtime, already the show's money is a little bit more than 60 minutes, not too much more. So that would put us sometime around, give or take, an hour and 20 minutes or so before that. So in terms of when Plaga Mincha, I don't remember exactly what it is this week. So Kohen comes to Shulchan Aruch and says, that's okay. You can daven Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha. The women can be Shlacht after Plaga Mincha. V'lechol miyad. You can even eat Yesuda, Kiddush Fisho, you can make, that's a Gemara, you can eat Yesuda. That's what we spoke about last week, not everyone agrees to the Suda part, but the Shulchan Aruch paskens, the Nikra Din, we have no hesitations with davening Ma'ariv early. So comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, wait, not so simple. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mashma b'divya Magen Avram. It would appear from the Magen Avram, the Afilu Anogim Lispala Ma'ariv Bizmana. There are many people who are very, very careful, very medactic, not to daven ma'ariv early. They only get involved in the shayla. The earliest time, we wait until it's dark to daven ma'ariv. Says the Magen Avraham, even those people, mutar l'spala b'leil Shabbos v'biyod yom. It's okay for them to daven ma'ariv early on Friday night, but before plaga mincha is out of the question. You can't daven ma'ariv 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon, but as long as it's after plaga mincha, that would be okay. What's the justification? If I usually take the approach and I don't want to daven ma'ariv early, I don't want to get involved in the shailas of sasre and zmanim, etc. What justification do I have on Friday night to have a different standard? The kaima the mitzvah of ha'isa b'chol ha'kodesh. I'm doing it for mitzvah purposes. I'm doing it based on the first year of the series from 3 weeks ago. There's a mitzvah to be mostly b'chol ha'kodesh. There's a mitzvah to sefer Shabbos. According to some opinions, that's a deraisa. According to others, it's a derabonin. According to others, it doesn't exist. But according to many opinions, it is a deraisa. Ukvakibo Shabbos alof, and once a bekabo Shabbos, yochalismo chal dasa soivrim, tabi kalayim in tefillah. So says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting from the simple reading of Magen Avraham, that it's perfectly okay on Friday night, even though you're regularly a late person for Ma'ariv, on Friday night, it would be okay to daven Ma'ariv early. That's fine. Ach. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hanoye Kain, a person who has this practice of making Shabbos early, Yizor al kolponim be'erev Shabbos, l'spal mincha kana plaga mincha. You should be careful, at least on that erev Shabbos, on that day itself, on that Friday, the daven mincha before plag. What's the problem? Kedei shlo yitai to disaster adoday. Because if on that Friday you're going to daven mincha late, and then you're going to daven ma'ariv early, so you just contradicted yourself. I.e. the Rabbi Yudin the Chachamim contradiction. So therein lies what the problem, what used to be known as the 7 o'clock Shabbos. But for many, many years, so it was common practice in America, people who made early Shabbos, not everyone who made early Shabbos, those who made early Shabbos would start at 7 o'clock. Who was Keveya? Well, Halacha Mashiach Rasina, that early Shabbos starts at 7 o'clock. It was started for a very, very simple reason, because the latest plug in Mincha in the New York area was a minute or two before seven. And the din is that you're not supposed to light candles. Not allowed to bench like, can make a bracha and it can be yotzei lachas neiros. They'll have to apply the mincha. So the rabbanim years ago, when they started this they followed, they carried over this practice of making early Shabbos to America. So they were worried that if they're going to have people making Shabbos at 6:30, so the women are going to bench lecht at 6:30, which for half of the summer is too early. They're not yotzei bracha levatola. So that's a problem. So therefore, for insurance policy, they decided to build a little bit of a cushion and said, we'll never call mincha till 7 o'clock. So the women know until the husbands go off the shul. We're not benching lech. So we have to 7 o'clock. It'll already be a good time for them to light candles. So therefore, they started this practice of the 7 o'clock mincha. The problem is, in order to protect the women from not benching lech too early, they're ending up forcing the men to daven tied to the sasre. Because now the entire summer, lock, stock, and barrel in New York, there's no week that's going to be good. If you daven mincha at 7 o'clock throughout the summertime, you will always be davening a tzitzit d'sasre. So says the Mishnah Berurah, you shouldn't be doing that. So the question is, what justification do we have for that? Those people are doing that. Is there any way to be Milah Mitzchus? The Mishnah Berurah himself continues. So we skip down a little bit. It's three lines from the bottom, after the brackets. V'yesh omrim debetzibu yesh lohokal espala mayrim yodyom afim espala mincha ha-plaga mincha. So he says that there are those who are more makel in a tzibur, in a shul setting. Maybe we can almost be contradict ourselves as well. What's the svar in a shul setting? So there's always that issue of you have to weigh tich the tzibur with the reality that people may not be willing to wait around. And if you're going to start to check for people that they got to come early in the daven, they got to come later to daven, you're not going to make it convenient for them. So they may not show up altogether. You won't have a minyan. You won't have a shul. The shul's going to close down. Minyan will close down. So there are some poskim who look the other way when you can even daven ma'ariv maybe on yom, even if you daven mincha after plaga mincha. It is clear that the Mishnah Berurah is not a great big fan of this suggestion. But nearly the Mishnah Berurah says she'ein lispach ozeh rak shu'is pal ma'ariv ha'chobon ben ha'shmashos. He says at least wait for ma'ariv to lift the shkia. You don't want to wait till after dark. At least chachal lift the shkia. Or v'shas ha'chak. V'alok shu adayin v'aday yoyim. Says Mishnah Berurah, no matter what you do about Tefillas Ma'ariv, you better make sure Kriyash itself is repeated after dark. That's a non-starter because we don't pass like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said you can daven Ma'ariv early, but you have to Kriyash also early. That's already we don't really accept. That we accept the view of the Rosh Rabbeinu Yonah who didn't like that. So the Mishnah Berurah is almost walking a tightrope here. On the one hand, he doesn't really want to rely on this Tata Disasrei. You contradict yourself in the same day. On the other hand, he is letting you contradict yourself in a sense from day to day. Mishnah Berurah knows full well that the same fellow who's davening Meir early on Friday night, davened Mincha late yesterday. And he davened Mincha late on Shabbos and Sunday. So we're not dealing with someone who's 100% consistent. And the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham, seem to be okay with that. Tosefta Shabbos is enough of a reason to justify steers almost from one day to the next. But within the same day itself would not be appropriate. So we now have multiple views, la halacha, what a take should be in terms of can we really truly justify davening Ma'ariv, even mitav shmonesri, we're at the Kriyishma, can we justify the davening shmonesri of Ma'ariv, mibi od yom? So there are those who take the approach that we cannot justify this at all because we are not really reputed people. We lemaisa daven mincha. Late. We schlep out mincha on a regular weekday till 5 minutes for shkia. So we have basically adopted the view of the Rabbanim. You cannot once a week turn around and turn the tables and follow Rabbi Yudas. Those who didn't like the Tata Disasrei, but others like the Magen Avraham Mishnah were okay with the Tata Disasrei, provided that at least on the same day you're consistent. So it is because of this psak in the Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah that came into being several years ago. This idea of a plag mincha. The idea of a pre-plag mincha on Friday, but I'm talking about during the weekend. Now on Friday, there's a concept of a pre-plag mincha, which basically means that we're going to make Shabbos early, a little bit earlier than those who make regular Shabbos early at 7, a little bit earlier, but we're going to gain that we're not going to contradict ourselves in terms of Mechus Tefillah. So we'll daven mincha, so 15 minutes or so before Shkia. And by the time we finish mincha, we daven Kabbal Shabbos, by the time we get to Ma'ariv, it's ready well after plag mincha. So you're kind of straddling the fence a little bit. So you're avoiding any issues of Tata Disasrei. So many, many shuls have this practice that instead of having the classic 7 o'clock mincha of old, they moved it up a little bit. And again, depending on the how early in the spring or late in the season it is, it could be as early as a few minutes before 6, it could be 6:15, 6:30, 6:40, and depending on when plag mincha is going to be that given week. So that old practice that still exists in some shuls today of the stand at 7 o'clock. So it's not really in sync with the guidance of the Mishnah Berurah. There are other poskim who will accept it, but it does not follow what the Mishnah Berurah is recommending. The Mishnah Berurah concedes that if you have a situation where the Olam is not going to come, they disappear, and not going to have a minion, okay, that's a shasachak, then you have to figure out what to do with that accordingly. So a whole part of it would appear for the poskim that even though we can have a certain justification, be a little bit more lenient than a chus tefillah on Friday night than we would under other circumstances, that's because of the significance of the Sefer Shabbos. We're trying to daven early to fulfill the Sefer Shabbos properly. However, what about during the week? Can we justify the same idea during the week? Obviously, during the week, we don't have the issue of the Sefer Shabbos to reckon with, so it's hard to justify it based on that. So, if it's stubborn during the week, you would have to fall back on the regular principles of Shasar Chak. So, if it's a real situation of Shasar Chak, there are many Rabbanim who were willing to sanction minyanim of davi mincha right before plag, davi mincha right after plag, in situations of shas v'chak. Shas v'chaks are sometimes it's dangerous for people to come out later at night. Sometimes dealing with the population, it's hard for them to come out. Sometimes it's very, very late. People are not able to come out. They're not going to be expected to come out later. So those constant certain situations of shas v'chak. Sometimes a person has got to make a flight. He's got an emergency. Won't be up on Mayav later. Whatever. Sometimes you have situations, extenuating circumstances that would fall under this category of a somewhat of a shas v'chak to permit this kind of almost fluctuating. Some days daven mincha late, some days daven early, etc. So again, I'm well aware of the fact that there are many, many places that have these minyanim. So they should consult with their rabbanim as to what justifications there are to daven under these unique circumstances. But on Friday nights, so it's become pretty much accepted by everybody, following the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, that we can justify the davening of the early Ma'ariv on Friday night, remembering to say Kriyat Shema on this time of year, Rabbi Tam Svira, after dark. But the justification of a Meir of the Shemoneh Esrei with the Brachos Kriyat Shema, so that we can justify doing a little bit earlier. But it would be preferable, according to the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, to make sure that at least on that Friday itself, you daven mincha before plag, rather than opening up yourself to an internal contradiction on that day. Okay? Well, stop. Good night, everybody.